Internet, PDX, the entire planet. How's it going? This is Fee Boogie, de facto host of the High Life Show. I have here with me Big Boozer, Chili Mango God, and Love and Motherfucking Bass with the decorative background. What is that, like a Windows background?
Yeah, some 6-bit looking background.
Tremendous. But yeah, glad to have everyone here. Well, I think we're down one man. So Cass is not with us tonight. I think the second part of the hearings for his swindling of our crypto cash just started up or whatever. He's okay. You know what I mean? He's handling cash business, family business, shit like that. He'll be back soon. Bass, I think I was just talking to you, so let's pick back up where we left off, man. How the fuck is everything going with you? I see you got good. The decorative shirt out. That shirt looks like it's made of the finest of frat fabrics. Like, what brand shirt is that? What brand t-shirt is that?
Probably Hanes. It's Thursday. Okay. One more day till Friday. Yeah. Got a pop-up on Saturday that I'm doing.
All right, so it's like a DJ spot?
No, it's going to be clothing stuff. Yeah, so.
What items are you chosen?
Some hats, some tote bags, socks.
Tote bags?
Yeah, like, you know, you go shopping with those reusable ones.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah. They're called tote bags.
Circuit 86 making moves.
Yeah. I got a variety of stuff. And then obviously all the stuff I got online, I'm still be talking about to people. So, yeah.
Dope shit. Get on circuit86.com tonight. You know?
Yeah.
Like it, subscribe, shit like that.
Yeah.
Big Boozer. What's going on?
Not much, man. The week's kind of flown by. So.
Yeah.
Kind of surprised it's already Thursday, but definitely glad. Looking forward to the weekend. But yeah, work's been up and down. Had a couple of slow days, and then today was just nonstop. So ebbs and flows, right? Such is life.
Ebbs and flows, peaks and valleys, shit like that. Wins and losses, as Cash would say. How's the dog? How's young Petals?
She's good. She's getting very tall, but slim. It's weird. Trying to keep her active because when she's not played with outside, it seems like she tends to get a little too rambunctious, especially with the kids inside. So yeah, trying to make sure she stays well.
She's like a lab and like a poodle.
No. We thought she was half lab, and it turns out she's not at all. So it's mostly, it seems like Great Dane, and that's actually what I'm seeing in her.
Jesus Christ, that dog's gonna be massive.
Yeah. So
you're gonna have a horse.
Pretty much.
Saddle up on her.
Yeah. The 2-year-old is gonna try.
Of course.
It's great. She's mixed with Great Dane, Australian cattle dog, some sort of a hound, and a Chihuahua.
That's a lot.
Yep. And there's probably more. So that's what the shelter's DNA test showed. But I think I want to do one when we find a vet, our own vet, and have them do a more in-depth one, because I'm very curious. But it seems
a lot of breeding.
Yeah, like I said, from her appearance, she looks like she's going to just look like a Great Dane. Like, her face, snout shape, her legs, is just, that's all it is right now. Like, I don't see anything else. Her mom, it's weird. We saw her mom, and her mom looks like the Australian cattle dog. So then, I guess the dad was the Great Dane. I don't fucking know, man. It's weird.
You don't have a 5-foot dog in your house. Have fun with that.
The crazy thing is, she's a puppy, right? So she's very childish in her behavior. And she just jumps on everything. So she's actually jumped on top of the couch, and the couch is right next to a bay window, so the ledge, she's able to like sit on it. So she basically jumps on the couch, jumps on the back of the couch, and then walks onto the ledge and just sits there like perched. And I saw her do it for the first time when I was outside. So I just like happened to like turn around and look, and I just see her sitting there. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing by the window? Like looking like that. She's going to end up doing that when she's fucking 5 feet tall, and it's going to be ridiculous.
Ooh, yeah.
Because she's not going to stop because she's too big. She's not going to know she's so damn big.
you got to make sure a dog like that don't realize that they're that damn big. Because then they'll become bullies.
Yeah, she'll be a terror.
Yep.
There's
Chili. What's up?
Oh, my bad.
No.
There's a pit bull on the block that is pretty aggressive. I mean, she's usually pretty cool, but like the owner has said, like she can be aggressive, and like they're very hesitant to like let her come close to Petals. But we've had them like sniff, and like they've had some good interactions, like two or three. But the dog, like that dog, her name is Sweet Pea, which is pretty hilarious. She looks dangerous, man, and I could see like if she snaps, like it'll be a wrap for everybody and everything around. But I'm curious, like when Petals really starts to like get bigger, like what's gonna happen? Mm-hmm. Is Sweet Pea gonna stand down because she realizes like, hey,
this one. I got some muscle on you, son.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah. Hopefully she does get big enough so she's the big dog in the block. You know, Sweet Pea better watch it.
She got some ways to go. There's another one named Kano. That motherfucker is like Kano. All muscle. Yeah, he's a Rottweiler, I think, and something like a Mastiff or something mix.
Jesus, that's a security dog.
Yeah, but he couldn't give two shits about Petals. Like, he don't care. Like, he just sees her, and then he turns away, and, like, he don't care. And Petals are, like, barking at him and shit.
Like, you're not a challenge.
Yeah, exactly.
Beat it, mortal.
Yeah, yep.
All right, it's dope. Living the American dream and shit, you know? Cheers to you, sir. My guy, Chili Mingo. What's up, man?
Nothing, man. Just, you know, chilling, man. That's how it's going right now. Actually, I did get my bike back from the shop today. I went to a bike shop out here in the Pittsburgh area, and they did some good work. You know, I had to get my brakes bled and kind of get a tune-up and stuff like that. So, you know. It was important, and I got a chance to test ride it right afterwards, and it was good to go. I know you're looking at me kind of wild. Go ahead and ask your question.
Go for it, Booza.
Go ahead, Booza. Ask your question. You got to take your mute off, though, homie.
What are you bleeding from the brakes? Like, there's fluid in there?
I got hydraulic disc brakes on my bike. So you got to.
That's what I was saying. I'm like, hydraulic. Yeah, what the hell is that? Yeah, so you have water in your bike carries water.
There's hydraulic fluid in my brakes. So I have disc brakes on my bike. So the bike that I'm talking about, because I have a couple bikes, is a hybrid bicycle. I guess is the best way to describe it. And disc brakes, I think, are better than rim brakes, but the hydraulic disc brakes are really smooth, and they, you know, they're very responsive. They're very grippy when you grab the handles. So I had to get them serviced because I wasn't having the same effect now 4 or 5 years out. So it was due for some maintenance. So they did good work though on my bike, and they also did just like a service tune up and whatnot, getting my gears nice and tight and stuff when I'm shifting. You know, everything is like real nice and smooth, so my bike is good to go right now. I'm really digging it.
All right, so you don't have to answer this question, but how much does a bike tune-up cost?
I'll answer it. Most, it depends on what you're getting done. So if it's just like a general tune-up, they can range from like $60 to $100. But if you get like, if you have the hydraulic brakes and, you know, different things, if you have different types of suspension and stuff on your bike, it can go a little higher.
And a little higher.
Yeah, it can go a little higher. Well, the cost of the bike, man, you got to think about that. You know, you buy something good, it's going to last you a while. You buy something cheap, you're going to get one next year again. So, you know how it goes.
Get what you pay for, that's true. I'm sorry. So, go ahead.
How often do you need it? You said you had it for like 5 or 6 years, and this is the first time.
No. Generally, it depends on how much you ride it. So they tell you, like, I guess, like every season, you're supposed to get like a tune up. I do a lot of the general maintenance stuff myself. I can do, you know, but the hydraulic disc brakes, I don't want to mess with that, and I'm not that. You know, I'm not that good yet. I'm still starting out. If it was rim brakes or like regular disc brakes, I'd probably try it myself. I'd attempt it. But the hydraulic part, the fluid and all that stuff, I'm not messing with that. So if they mess it up, then they got to fix it. So yeah, I mess it up. I got to pay them to fix it. I'm not doing that.
How much it costs if I bring my Walmart special in there to get it?
They tell you to leave and go get a real bike from their shop. That's what they tell you. You don't want you and your Walmart special.
Oh, they'll be like, might as well go buy a new one because this tune-up gonna cost you the same shit.
As
the
same amount
as the bike.
But judge you and shit.
Yeah. Now they won't judge you, you know, to your face probably. Depending on the shop, I don't know. I might judge you though. I will judge you actually.
Yeah, he just did. He just judged the shit out of you.
I did.
Told you to take your ass back to Walmart, son.
But get down with the gang. Ride. Get on a bike. I don't care whatever you have, but you know, eventually you gotta upgrade.
Yeah. No doubt. Well, glad to hear everybody's doing well.
What about yourself, Eve? You got to speak on it, homie.
Oh, I'm good, man. Life is good. It's what, like my second week out here in the Rocky Mountain region. I think that's what it's called. Getting more and more acclimated, really taking my time. Getting set up in here. I've had a dining room table set that I've been looking at for like the last 5 days, and there's no legitimate reason as to why I don't have it set up, aside from, you know, excuse me, being a little lazy. But you know, I mean, just with regards to like setting up my house, but everything else is work is going good. Work is great. Still exercising and all that, man, and just living life. I'm staring at a very interesting figurine that Big Boozer got me as a housewarming gift. And anyone who listens to the show, like listens to some of my rants at times, knows that I'm a big Dragon Ball Z fan, and I'm a big fan of Vegeta over Goku forever. And Cash is not here to, you know, defend, so I'm gonna just rub that in, take that, Cash. But nah, it's like an awesome figurine that like I can I gotta figure out. I think I'm gonna put it on my dining room table, Big Boozer. But it has like Vegeta giving the middle finger with like standing on a Dragon Ball. It's kind of like Captain Morgan, you know. So I appreciate that and all the other housewarming gifts, man. But life is good and cannot complain. Base, what is that you're drinking again, man? Look like you're loading up to say some wild shit.
No, it's the same thing. It's the Passion Orange and Guava Milkshake IPA.
You hear that, guys? You hear that, PDX? That's a Portland beer, right?
River Bend, from Bend, Oregon.
Shout out to
not
River.
Portland, but it's the Oregon beer.
What was the name? What was the name? River Bend?
River Bend, yeah.
Shout out to River Bend.
Now, do you get this stuff from like your regular supermarket?
Mm-hmm. There's a section in most of the stores.
Like he's right.
My beer, it's just like crazy craft stuff in the store.
Yep.
Like the stores here invest in like the things that are around here because they know people really want that type of stuff.
You're he's not absolutely drinking, right.
Like, Bud Light or.
They do the same thing here in Denver. Like, I go to the King Supers, and this is like King Supers is, I think, owned by whoever owns Kroger, right? Mm-hmm. And I used to go to Kroger all the time in Georgia. Kroger, like, their craft beer section was shitty. You know, they'll have Scofflaw and a couple other things or whatever, and that's it. But the King Supers here, to Base's point just now, it's like a plethora of different fucking beers. And you can mix and match. You can make your own, you know, six-pack and all of that. It's crazy. They do it different in the West.
Yeah, you got to go to Total Wine over here to get a selection like that of, like, local stuff. But I have to say, the Stop and Shop by me does have, like, a local section. It's literally like one freezer, but they're trying. It says like local beer, and
might just not have a lot of like breweries. I think maybe a lot of people doing like it's a big thing, the whole craft thing.
Yeah. There's more wine, right? Out of Long Island. In the wineries.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. There's a lot of vineyards and stuff out there. Yeah. Nah, man. Glad to hear that you guys are doing well. Hope everyone out there in listener world is doing okay. You know, there's a lot of concern with regards to the Delta variant and all that shit. How are we feeling about that, gentlemen? Are we scared in between, Booza? What are your thoughts?
I'm really glad you opened up with this topic, man. Because I was let's get into it.
I guess
by me saying this, it'll show kind of where how I'm feeling. But it reminds, like today, I was reminded of how when we started, when we first started the pod.
Yeah.
This is what it was. And we were using it as like therapy and a way to just like kind of get over what was really happening, right?
What was
and just understand it and like just speak and hear everyone's take. I kind of feel like that's where we're heading again. Like, I'm gonna need these sessions as like sit down therapy.
Hey, bro. Hey, man. That's what this is about, man. That's at least, you know, I think that's one of the goals of the podcast. Sometimes it's people listen to us vent and they're like, oh yeah, I can relate to that. So go ahead, brother. Have at it. Like,
yeah, I mean,
you do think like we're going back to a full fledged like shutdown, back to like how we were last year.
I don't know if it'll be full-fledged because I know I can guarantee there's a lot of states that'll just say, hell no, we're not doing it at all.
Yeah.
But should they? Should all of them do it? We're probably going to get to the point where they should. They just won't.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm not like all the way concerned right now because like you were saying today. I'm vaccinated. My family's vaccinated. Like most. Like my immediate family is now. My
other people,
immediate family, not so much. But New York City, right?
Yeah, just, that's what I was gonna get to. They put in an ordinance.
Yeah, you gotta have a restaurant.
Restaurant, gyms, all that concerts. You gotta have your card.
So I have a close relative who basically after hearing that was like, okay, I'll get a vaccine tomorrow. that's what it took because his ass
incentive
is, yeah, he's been going to restaurants and stuff, so that's his lifeline. He can't not do that. Like, okay, whatever it takes. But then to me, this is proof that you need government to make such mandates, because there's just a unfortunately there's a huge segment of the population that won't do it otherwise.
Yeah, you have people who are contrarian or just plain old ignorant.
I don't know what it is, man. Because this is a really smart guy. Like he's not stupid. Like he's I would say he's not like into the heart, like a science, like biology or chemistry, but like math and like computer science and stuff. Like that's his thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got a scientific brain. And I guess the science wasn't enough to convince him.
Yeah, you gotta force some people.
Yeah, you do. Hey, I was one of those. I'll be honest. I was one of said people. Like it wasn't until my job. Like they didn't mandate it, but it was like, hey, you know, you're gonna kind of be like a fucking pariah around here. Like you're gonna have to wear your mask, and people are gonna assume the worst. Like, you know. So.
Someone actually told you that?
They alluded to it. No one really told me. You know, it was like, you know, but hey, just, you know, that's what's gonna happen. And I think you weren't on the one I said it on, but like you get in the elevator and people with masks on, they'll be like, hey, just so you know, I got vaccinated. Don't worry about it. I'm just being extra safe because of this Delta variant. And there's a possibility, even though you had Pfizer or Moderna, you can still catch it. So, but yeah, I think to your, like, you know, just you sharing the news about the ordinance in New York City. I think they're making that effective September 13th. I'm wondering what other states, because you know, I'm pretty sure other states are going to follow suit, and it's going to create like some big stink. Because even on my Instagram and like my Facebook, I see people like ranting and raving about it, like, oh, here we go, martial law and all this stupid shit. And I'm like, dude, like. I don't disagree with this one. I don't, like, to Booz's point, I don't disagree with the fact, like, sometimes they have to do that. They have to, you know, government has to do what people are not smart enough to do for themselves. Base.
I mean, they haven't done that in Oregon, but like what is happening is like most like businesses and things that you would be inside have to go inside. They're all starting to say the same thing. So in a sense, it's starting to kind of mimic like what New York is doing. So you won't be able to go out and do anything without being able to show your card. So. Yeah, I mean, in Portland, at least, I'm noticing.
I don't disagree with it, though, man, because this thing is killing people, you know, and it's going to keep muted. The more that we don't try and like contain this shit, more variants are going to be just going to keep mutating. I saw some silly shit about like there's like a Delta Plus variant that they're talking about now. and then I think someone on Instagram, I saw a meme where it's like they made it like they equated it to iPhone. You know how iPhone has like the 11 and 11 Plus and 11 Plus Pro Max. It's like, what's next with fucking coronavirus? The Pro Max, the Pro Plus Max. So this shit is wild, man.
And the anti-vaxxers, I feel like a lot of them are using the fact that the variants are happening and that they're impacting, or you know, it's getting caught by people with the vaccine. They're using that as like a reason to not get the vaccine themselves, is to say, oh, look, it doesn't matter if we get the vaccine, like this shit's going to keep mutating anyway. And then, you know, it doesn't matter with the vaccine, like you can still catch it. But they don't realize, like, no, it's mutating because it has you unvaccinated people as like people to go to. And like, that's why it's mutating. So like, if we all or 95% of us were vaccinated, it wouldn't be, you know, having hosts to go in and change itself.
You also have a better chance of fighting it off if you have a vaccine, if you're vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can still catch it. It's like you're mm-hmm. catching it, but you're not getting sick, and you're definitely not getting as sick.
Yeah.
Mhm. Chili?
No, just to echo what Booza was gonna say, or Booza is saying, I was gonna say that as well. Is you know, the reason why we're getting all these variants, and I seen Dr. Fauci say something on TV recently, and they're asking about, you know, vaccine and people, you know, if they should still get the vaccine and reasons to get the vaccine, and he's saying, you know, one of the reasons people should get the vaccine is because, you know, it'll prevent for all these variants from happening. So if people continue to, like Booza was saying, not get vaccinated every time, you know, things kind of hop around, you might get variants popping up all over the place. And these variants are, you know, are definitely a lot, you know, more contagious than the original strain that started. So it's crazy. And I feel like, you know, even like when Booza brought this whole topic up, this is something that we've been talking about since last year. It's like, at this point, we need more help from the government, like to say, all right, enough is enough. And I get it, you know, land of the free, home of the brave, and you can make decisions, but you know, come on, it has to be some point where you have to step in. And you know, good on New York for stepping in and saying something.
Absolutely. Booza?
I read something crazy a few days ago about like the measles and I think it was mumps, like other diseases that where we have, because of vaccines, have eradicated them essentially, right? Like no one dies from these things anymore because you're required to get vaccinated basically.
Polio.
From childhood. But even those vaccines were not taken by most people until the government mandated it. So 50 years ago, there were still people saying, nah, I see millions of people dying, but I'm not going to take it. So it's just history repeating itself. Mm-hmm. Like, we won't know what, you know, everything that was right or wrong about this until like 20, 30 years from now in the history books.
Yep.
But to me, it's kind of like, let's just take the information that we have now and use our best judgment to make a decision. And it, like, yes, we can all end up growing like a second head because there's long-term side effects from this, these vaccines.
Is it better than not, than being alive? Being alive is better than being dead. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And if it's not you, it'll be a family member who catches it and dies, a friend. Like, stop being selfish. That's what it boils down to. It's like, look out for the greater good. And everyone does this one inconvenient thing, and, you know, humanity will be better for it, you know, in the long run. Mm-hmm. But like, there's a significant number of people who can't do that because they're too selfish.
Stingy bastards. Chili, what say you?
This is my last point on the topic. I was going to say, as far as where the vaccine goes, we're still in the emergency use authorization for all vaccines currently right now. So I guess people are still kind of using that as a reason why they don't want to take it. But I think Pfizer and possibly Moderna have applied for, you know, the regular authorization. And that should be coming through anytime now. So hey, enough is enough.
Back to the High Life Show.
What's going on in the Olympics, man? Anyone following? What sport is on right now?
No, I'm losing.
I don't got it on. Yeah, we are losing. I let base over.
The basketball is doing better. We made it to the gold medal round.
Okay.
Redemption game. They're gonna destroy France.
I've only been really paying attention to the USA and Slovenia. Because I know they're
like 17-1, right? Slovenia's 17-1
now. They lost
now.
Their first game.
They got
are they
beat.
Out?
They out. Yes, yeah. They're out. That's why France is playing the USA.
That's crazy. They did that good, and then they got out. They just got good.
Luka should have took the last shot.
Yeah.
He should have took against some guys laid up.
Got blocked.
Damn.
I'm not sure who the USA is playing in the final round, but
France.
Ooh, it's going to be a game. They still going to beat them now because they on a roll now. Everybody, like, has adjusted to, like, international play and, like, yeah, they're going to win.
So, I don't know what y'all talking about. USA, after the first day, they sucked. We sucked.
They did. Different game.
Seems like since then. No, in general in the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, they've picked it up. They're leading the medal count by a lot. The U.S. has 92 total medals versus
China?
74 for China, which is in second.
Okay.
So it's an almost 20 medal lead now.
Oh, so maybe I'm just talking about track and field because that's the stuff I pay attention to.
Okay. Yeah. But China's not winning those. It's everyone else. You got Canada, Jamaica.
Is it Italy? I think I might have
Italy. Yeah.
What?
He's half American, so, you know.
So. Chose to run for Italy versus America.
I don't think he had a choice. He's lived in Italy all his life except for like a month.
Oh,
okay. Hold on, who's this?
The guy who won the fastest man in the world.
Marcel, I don't know his last name.
The fastest man in the world is Italian?
Yeah.
Marcel Jacobs.
There it is. We are leading in total medal count, but we're not leading in the gold count. And, you know,
By the end of it, they'll be there.
I hope so. I don't know. We'll see what happens. And I just want to speak on the track and field situation. I've been watching some of the events, and you know, we have some promising stars. The young man in the 200. What's his name? Arian. I can't remember anybody's last name. Arian Knighton out of the USA, 17 years old. Guy, super fast. Finished fourth in the finals. Yeah,
he's like pedals. Like not saying he's a. Hear me out.
Go ahead.
He's young.
And
he's
fam to your bitch.
Don't know how to use them yet, and yet he's fucking shit up.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. I agree, Big Boozer. That. Yes. All of that.
Come the next Olympics, right?
Yeah,
he's gonna at least get a silver.
Oh, at least. No, he's breaking records. He's breaking records.
Yeah.
Next time.
And then there was a lot of athletes for track and field kind of hyped. Like, I can't remember the guy's name for it. See, I'm terrible. I should have rolled all my stuff now.
No.
The 100, no, he came second.
Okay.
No, I was talking about. I was talking about the 110 hurdles. Damn, what is this? I can't think of his name right now. He was undefeated the whole track season, and that was his first loss in the finals. It's crazy. Makes no sense. And then, but you know, the best race I've seen so far, I want to say the 400 meter hurdles, Sydney McLaughlin and Dalila Muhammad. Yo, that was a great race. They broke world records and Olympic records as well. So we'll get them next year. France, man, we coming for you in Paris, man. We coming for you in Paris.
Oh, the next one is in Paris.
Yes, sir.
I always said I wanted to go to one of them. If it wasn't like Amsterdam or like Copenhagen, that would be crazy. It needs to be in New York. That's what it
is. No, it don't. New York City. Keep that shit away.
Where?
Well, like upstate somewhere. Sure.
In Albany? Yeah.
Yes, sir. Why not?
Yeah, Saratoga.
Fuck out of here, man.
Saratoga, yeah. People know Saratoga for the horse races and stuff. So
was the Winter Olympics?
Lake Placid.
The only Saratoga that matters is Saratoga Avenue that runs through Brooklyn, okay?
Oh, behave, man.
Where'd they get those names from? Upstate New York?
Where upstate New Yorkers get the name from?
All those states are
colonizers. Colonizers.
Oh, come on. See, look, man.
No. He wanted to go there. He didn't want to give me the fucking avenue, so I had to go there. Fuck him. He shouldn't have went there.
Yeah, I watched Black Panther on, like, Saturday night or Sunday night. It was great. That line, it hits every time.
Yeah, that is where it originated from.
Curry. Yeah.
Colonizer. But nah, man. Yeah, I do. I think Base, you said it in a little like in the exchange just a minute ago though. Like we can have all the medals in the world, but the gold medals are the ones that count.
Yeah, I want a bunch of pennies.
We're only four behind. Look, we're only four behind the gold medal count. But like I said, how many more days are left, Chili Mango?
That was my last question.
The 8th is the last day. Yeah, the 8th.
Oh, the 8th.
Yeah, oh. I don't know if they have events on the 8th, because the 8th, I think, are closing the ceremony. It might be the 7th.
We got 2 days.
Two days. So there's a lot of random events coming up.
Yeah, there's a bunch of gymnastics stuff, I think, left. There's the basketball. Yeah.
And like Simone Biles is coming back, right?
No, she did her thing. She's done.
She got the bronze and beam. Yeah, shout out to Simone. She's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was her last chance. Was that she did her thing.
She's going to overall medal count now.
But yeah, there are other, I think, gymnastics events left.
Trampolini. Just kidding. I don't know if that happened already.
Nah, I think that happened already, man. It did. No, seriously.
That shit is scary, yo. You twirling around in the air at that height. How high up do they get? Like 20, 50 feet? Like 20, 25 feet or so?
They get pretty high.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. What happens? The twisties? You get the twisties? That's what it's been called? That's what Simone called it?
Yeah.
It makes sense because like your brain is shaking around in your head and all that.
Oh, they have artistic swimming left. That's tomorrow. Wow. Finals.
Artistic swimming. That's like synchronized swimming, right? Like they get in there and they do like sequences and all that shit.
Your guess is better than mine, sir.
I think so.
Beach volleyball. That finished
already. Wait, didn't a woman, U.S. woman, win wrestling?
Yeah. Like I forget her name. Yeah, she's like a black young lady. I forget her name.
Yeah.
Damn, I forgot her name. She seems super nice too. She's a fucking problem though, dog.
I can't believe that. Wrestling for women just got. I mean, they were doing. Women were able to do judo, which is like wrestling. Like, I just don't get what Yeah, I mean, in a way, it's not like Greco-Roman style wrestling, but. Mm-hmm.
No, that girl. Damn, what's her name? If she goes to the UFC, she's gonna be a fucking problem. if she gets it, trust me, because that's what happened with Habib. Like, I don't think Habib was an Olympian. I'm not sure, but like, when you could wrestle that good. That's like one of the toughest. That's one of the toughest martial arts to beat.
Oh, Cash's one of his events that he said he would win is happening. The finals happening right now.
Badminton.
Oh, they did say he'll do good in table tennis, badminton.
Tamayra, I think that's how you say her name. T A M Y R A.
The wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to her, classy human. That takes a lot, like a different level of discipline.
Yeah.
But all right, man, let's shift over to the NBA. So the Lakers, man, the Lakers is like assembling all like the fucking geriatrics around the fucking NBA.
Yeah, LeBron is talking to people like you.
He got Carmelo, he got Westbrook, he got, who else did he get?
Dwight Howard, I think.
Dwight Howard, yeah. Chili. Anyone else that I'm forgetting? That's of note. But yeah, I mean, I think he has one of those teams. Just like I liken this to like back when the Lakers made that championship run back in 2003 or 2004, like when they got Gary Payton and Karl Malone and all of that stuff. It's like this is a one-year thing. Like if they don't do that this year with this team, then I don't think it's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Because the folks on there are a little too old. You know, and LeBron himself is older. LeBron is about to be, what, 37 soon?
Mm-hmm.
If not this year, next year, something like that. So they have a short window. But Melo to the Lakers, yeah, it seems like he's trying to get that one championship so he can bow gracefully. So he better use them fucking side threes and all that shit and just, you
know. Side threes.
That's all he does. That's all he does now, right?
He got a corner three shot. But
he got a little. Yeah.
Corner three. Yeah. That's what I meant. The corner three.
No, you said it right. Side three. Oh. That's what it looked like to me. It's the same difference. You know what I mean? But Melo, I like the tactic. You go for older all-stars, and, you know, they're willing to take a pay cut because they're chasing a ring. You know, just face it. That's what it boils down to. And LeBron's methods have been proven to work. So, you know, he's been on four different teams. Somebody got to, I don't know, fact check me on that. And won rings on each team.
Also, head on over to circuit86shoes.com and check out the latest collections.
Blown, bro. But yeah, Boozy, like these jihadists. Is this legit?
Yeah.
What sort of propaganda? What's the name of it? I don't even want to give the social network.
Put it on there.
What's the name of it?
Gator.
Gator.
Getter. Getter.
G-E-T-T-R. Oh.
Interesting. Okay.
Get her done.
Yeah. Oh, as in get her done?
I mean, okay, I don't know what the fuck they were actually thinking, but that's what I think of when I hear it.
Right. Fucking Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah.
So yeah, what did they do? What did they do on this Getter?
So Getter is not Trump's, but it's his inner circle's social media platform that they have created to to open it up for free speech because Trump got banned from Twitter and Facebook, and right-wing conservatives, you know, feel like they're being ostracized by the big tech social media platforms.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking to give themselves a way to an outlet to get their views out without censorship, right? So basically it seems like the site isn't like moderated in any way or in whatever way it is. Yeah, you can basically put whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, it's like beheadings and shit on there too, right?
So apparently legit jihadists have discovered this platform and decided to join and post.
That's amazing.
Their jihadi propaganda.
In the worst way possible.
Oh, yeah. So Death to America, videos of beheadings, all that shit.
All the right-wing boys in there, like their heads are popping or whatever. These motherfuckers are going on our site posting this shit.
And the best part is they can't do shit about it because their whole thing is free speech.
Free speech, right? You can't, like, so you shooting yourself in the foot is a pot calling the kettle black. How you like that?
And they keep promoting, the jihadists keep promoting it with it, like on their own like pages, mm-hmm. like, hey, go join this platform. And I don't think they're doing
better
it.
Better go get her.
Yeah, they're not doing it to kind of point a finger to be like, hey, look, you guys are idiots for creating this website. It's like, no, like we realize, like, if we do this anywhere else, we're going to get banned. Our accounts are going to get shut down, but it won't
You can't. You can't do it here. You can't shut it down here. That's contradictory.
Yeah, so it's pretty fucking hilarious.
It's your principle. I love. I mean, okay, it's good in the worst of ways, right? These people, the jihadists, are fucking maniacs, and they need to be in prison. But to just make the Trumpers mad, it's worth it. You know, that's not. It's not worth it. But it's like I do appreciate that you're making them upset with the shit that you're posting on there. That's pretty cool.
So apparently, a quote one of them put on Getter is, "How great is freedom of expression?" So they know full well what they're doing. But like their speech, like is right there next to like the Proud Boys and all the right wing, all those groups. Like they're you know, heavy on Getter. So it's I'm sure it's a nice mixture of assholes all the way around, like getting their rocks off.
Fuck them, you heard? Fuck each and every one of them. But I love to hear stuff like that when you know, these people who are totally, you know, exclusive, like, you know, just asshole xenophobes and all that stuff, and they get out xenophobe. It's dope. Love to hear it. But anyway, getting into lighter news, base. I'm looking at this list here of like treats that you just don't see anymore. I'm seeing like Milky Way was like number one. I used to love Milky Ways, man. I used to love eating Milky Ways. I never had no milkshake bar. I never heard no shit like that though.
I think Starburst was on there too.
Starburst is still around. I never seen no PB Max before though.
It was some stuff on, and then there was a bunch of candies I never even heard of. So yeah. Candy I never heard of. So, but
Butterfinger BBs.
Butterfingers, yeah.
I remember Butterfinger BBs. Those I did have, like the little small bite-sized Butterfingers. I never seen no. Starburst is still around. I
don't know if
Starburst.
I've seen it in a store. At work, they have them in the vending machines, but like I don't know if I ever have seen them in the stores though.
Guys, so. This is wrong because I'm working my way through a giant bag of Starburst right now.
Yeah, can still Starburst. Get them. You can still get them, but are they selling them? Like,
yeah. Yeah, they I are. Bought it at a store.
Yeah, yeah. I buy it like every supermarket I go to, they have it. They have like different flavors. So I love the Fave Reds. Have you had the Fave Reds? Oh my God. They put like the fruit punch flavor in there. They put the cherry flavor in there. They put the strawberry flavor in there. All that shit. And like the tropical bag as well. But you never had like the pineapple Starburst? Oh my goodness. I'll punch somebody in their throat for them shits. This is good. They're delicious. So yeah, this list is interesting, man. Like, I see this thing on number 9. It's hilarious. I never heard of this guy. The Reggie Bar. Who is it supposed to be?
Wait, sorry. Going back to the Starburst one. So the picture is misleading. So the picture shows the regular Starburst.
Yeah, the regular Starburst.
Yes. But it's hard candy that's been discontinued. Which okay.
It's not discontinued. It's not discontinued.
Hard candy.
Oh yeah, remember those?
Right.
Yo, now I want I remember the hard candy. I used to get those in junior high school.
Yeah. I don't know if I remember the hard one. I didn't even know if I remember them.
Nah, I remember them shits.
Neither.
I remember them shits. Because y'all from upstate, that's why. They didn't have that shit upstate.
Because we don't have the same candy.
Relax. Go hard, man.
I definitely want a Reggie bar. That looks good.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? Like this Reggie bar shit. Like, who is this guy? Reggie Jackson? Like, he's a famous...
You probably get that former Yankee.
Who's this guy?
Yeah,
Mr. October?
I don't know.
I hate the Yankees, and I still know Reggie Jackson, and actually like
He looks like one of my uncles when he was, like, 22 years old or some shit.
He could have been. Bro, I mean, he played in the Bronx for how many years?
Right, it's entirely possible. I'm just making fun of the way you dress.
But I can't front though. I'd be in the aisle now looking at some of that candy, and I'm just like, I don't even know some. I didn't, the flavors that are coming out now. I'm just like, definitely gonna have this when I was younger.
I don't like what this list is doing though. To Big Booze's point, because like number 11, right? They just had a number 11. I see a big ass picture of a Jolly Rancher green apple. I'm like, no fucking way they discontinued that. But it's really the Jolly Rancher wild berry mix, which I haven't seen in like forever. So it's like very misleading, like to Boozer's point. Yeah.
But number 12, I didn't realize is gone, and I love those cream savers.
I love cream savers too. They're like the strawberry is like mixed with strawberry.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, since 2011, they
motherfucker. Stopped. That's true.
And right, true. I haven't seen them. Yeah.
Yeah. 7-Up bar, never heard of that. You guys ever heard of 7-Up?
Nah.
Dunkaroos, this is true. They did get rid of Dunkaroos, but they're back. I fucking love Dunkaroos to death. whoa, Chili, what you mean? What you doing your face like that for? You don't like Dunkaroos?
Don't like Dunkaroos?
I don't know what the hell a Dunkaroo is,
it's
homie.
The cracker.
Oh,
in the
shit. It's not a cracker. It's not a cracker. It's like a cookie. It's kind of like a cookie. It doesn't taste like a cracker. Cracker is very unappealing with chocolate and chocolate frosting and such. I would not want that. Yeah. You should try it, man.
You said it's back.
They're back.
They're back, and they're delicious.
All right, see what time it is. I love snacks. Any snack, holla at me.
Or, that snack will give you a headache.
What do you snack on these days, Bass?
Let me see.
Hershey's Bites. Skittles really? Had a bubble gum?
They did? I saw that one. I was like, they did?
Yeah.
Hershey's Kissables. It sounds delicious.
They got rid of the Hershey's. That might be something different. Hershey's. These mini teardrop-shaped candies were once a rival to Moorish M&Ms. Inside a bag. I'm reading that wrong. Inside a bag, brightly colored sugar shells encased in milk chocolate core. Those are still around. Hershey's Kisses. Those are still around. I've had those.
Yeah, I eat the healthy stuff like Triscuits and.
You eat Triscuits, you're a fucking demon.
What's the other one? That's like a cracker.
Wheat Thins? Yeah, how old are you? You eat Wheat Thins?
What the fuck is wrong with you? 68? Jesus.
I'll snack shame you. Get out of here.
Yeah, you fucking old geezer. What the fuck else do you eat, man? Do you eat toffee?
Nah. I really just eat a lot of like Wheat Thins and snacks. And then like frozen yogurt and stuff like that, yeah.
Froyo, okay. I can respect Froyo. You gotta change that Wheat Thins though stuff. So.
Wheat Thins are amazing.
Wheat Thins are amazing.
Well, what do you put on it? You're not eating just regular wheat. That's gross.
Man. You don't get them flavor?
That's what I'm saying. What the fuck is wrong with him? We gotta start talking about this shit, man. Because first is the water with the protein powder, and now it's this Wheat Thins shit.
Shout out to Wheat Thins.
All right, we need you to explain me, like, walk me through this The Zane gentleman. He's a comedian rapper. Like, what did he do, Bass? Like,
so we had the. I'm trying to remember. So Shady Pines had their DJ soiree.
That you attended as a DJ on Shady Pines Radio.
Yeah, which was really dope. And he did like it was dope because like he did, like some comedian jokes. And then, like, after, like, he would do some talking, and then he would do some rapping, and, like, it all went together. I thought it was, like, really dope. So, and he's a fellow Shady Pines DJ. So, I was, like, really cool, really cool. And I think I posted one of his, whatever video I kind of took, too, so, which was dope. Did anybody click on his link? And I'm gonna start listening to his show now, too. After watching him live, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna start listening to his show, too, so.
Support. Shout out to DJ Zane.
Mm-hmm.
That's his name, DJ Zane. Shout out to you, DJ Zane. Boozle, what is that you're eating, man? And you're eating it very obnoxiously, too.
I'm on mute, though. I'm abiding by the rules.
I'm looking at you eat it, though. What are you eating? You're like eating it like this with your fucking pinky extended and shit. What are you eating?
It's ass chili mango.
Oh, it's a mango. It's a spicy mangoes.
Chili mango. Go.
Chili
right.
mangoes. That's Excuse right. me, chili mangoes. Chili That's mangoes. Right. My bad.
All right. Also, pinky's up always.
When in doubt, pinky out. That's what he said on SpongeBob, right? That's what Patrick told SpongeBob. But nah, okay. We'll check out DJ Zane. Maybe we could get him on a show one day, Bass.
So his name of the show is The Smoke Break. Saturdays 2 to 3.
Free bumper. Now, Zane, now that you heard this, you gotta return the favor in your next episode. You heard? We appreciate you in advance. Word. You know what I'm saying? All right, Boozer, the baby. This motherfucker, man, he's been getting canceled left and right.
Round two.
And he's still posting stuff. I put it in the chat.
After apologizing, what is he saying now?
Talking about like, yeah, I think I'm upset or depressed. I'm fine. He's like eating pineapples or melons. Like, relax. You need to just chill out.
Right. He's doing too much. Trying to seem unbothered. Yeah. You said something wrong. You did something wrong. And now you're telling, you can't. Yeah, when you do stuff like that, I don't like the fact that a lot of companies are bandwagoning on it. Like a lot of these like big fucking, you know, festivals are doing it. I look at it as like a marketing ploy for them. They make more money and all of that shit. You know, oh yeah, we're supporting, we're championing this and all that stuff. So I don't like that aspect of it. But at the same time, he was wrong. You know what I'm saying? And you just need to, I like the apology that he put out, but after that, like you just shut the fuck up for a while. Yeah, just be quiet for a while. Just let the shit die down. Go dark, yep. Exactly. Go dark. But yeah, apparently, like he's being blamed for like having like a radio station out here in Colorado, actually. You know, canceling like their Summer Jam concert because I think he was like one of the headliners.
And
because they canceled it, it's like, well, look, man, we can't really get people to go here, right, Boozer?
Yeah, yes, that's the reason the radio station gave, basically, as to why they're canceling their Summer Jam, which it's weird to say Summer Jam and it's not Hot 97.
Yeah.
But KS 107.5 in Colorado. DaBaby was their headline act, but he wasn't their only act. They already had, who's it?
Jack Harlow and Sweetie.
Yeah. I'm sure there were going to be other acts as well. And it's like, okay, so just cancel DaBaby. Tell him he can't come. But I don't know. I guess they're making it seem like he was more intricately involved in them putting on this show. And they literally said, in light of various factors, including DaBaby's recent comments, we've chosen to cancel Summer Jam. And it's like, damn, well, I don't know, maybe like the other factors are more important and they just chose, kind of like what you just said, Feeve, like they are jumping on this as like a bandwagon thing and just throwing his name out there because that's the thing that's most in people's minds. But it could very well be like they decided, hey, Delta variant's really going crazy right now. Let's not have thousands of people.
And masking that as a reason?
Yeah.
It could be that too. Like who fucking knows, right? Because yeah, that's true. Like if it's far long enough, you know, and then like the weather's bad. You know, the cooler the weather, the easier that this shit spreads and all this stuff. So if their event was scheduled for later on, like towards the end, especially out here in Colorado, I don't think it stays hot that long out here.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just weird to call him out like that when he wasn't. It's not like it was a concert with just him. Like, no, you got it. You're putting on a bunch of acts. Like, just let it go on with everybody else.
Show goes on. You got Jack Harlow and Sweetie. Like I don't see how, especially in this, when I think about this demographic, like, right, like how big is the baby be out here in Colorado? I don't know. But hey, maybe
need to go and find out.
I know.
Do some research.
I owe you guys some reconnaissance. I'll have something for you this weekend. How about that?
You could start by listening to KS107.5.
I know, right? But that's the thing. Yeah, I don't listen to any radio station these days, man. Like I listen to podcasts while I'm in the car or like.
Well, throw your shit in sport mode and turn on 107.5.
Okay. Yeah, I learned. I don't think I shared it like when we formally went on air, but yeah, like to the listeners, I finally just learned the sport mode on my Honda Civic Coupe, and it's amazing. It's amazing. You know, it's like a little kid in the candy store. Like I like just accelerating on the highway. So, but okay, I have a homework assignment from Vooza to listen to this K107.5. What is that? What it's called?
KS107.5.
KS107.5. I mean, I got the frequency right, motherfucker. Jesus. But I don't know, man. Like do we think that he's done enough at this point? Like for him to be forgiven? Or I think we already said it though, right? Like he just needs to sit down for a minute now and then come back. Do you think he just needs to like chill out for a second, just like disappear, cancel everything? I don't think this guy's hurting for money. What do we think?
Yeah, he needs to chill. I think he's just making it worse. Mm-hmm. I guess he's trying to like show that he's still strong and you can't cancel him, but you're digging yourself a deeper and deeper and deeper hole. So,
right.
It's weird, right? Like he fucked up. He then doubled down. And I think then he apologized. And like V said, I thought the apology was actually very well said. And I was encouraged by it. And then he tripled down. So, yeah, like, I don't get it. Like, pick one and go with it. So he's hurting himself a lot. And maybe he has to hit rock bottom, which is going to be everybody leaving him, for him to, like, not even have a, like, just to realize, like, look, shit, I ain't got nowhere else to go. I got no sponsors. I got no record label backing me. You know, I got no concerts to do, nothing. That might be what it takes. And then he's going to do the real reflection, like, sit back and figure out what the hell happened. But I don't think, like, if he stopped at the apology and, like we said, went dark for a bit, I think he would be able to come back okay.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not helping himself right now. Mm-mm. So if he keeps this up, I think he will be, like, done for. You got Sir Elton John, like, coming after you. Like, you're in trouble, man.
Yeah.
We talked about that last week, actually, Boozer. Like, there's, like, was that... But was it Elton John's push? Yes, we get it, you know, from a perspective of your own sexuality that, you know, hey, this isn't right. But when else do you never speak on other, you know, topics when it comes to, like, hard hitting topics when it comes to our culture, and now you want to, you know what I mean? Like, yes, what you said was right, but like who are you to kind of, you know, to say that right now? You know, like, I appreciate it. Even like somebody like Chris Brown, I appreciated what he had to say about the baby, like condemning him and whatever. You know what I mean? Because he's of the culture. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Then I know recently, is it Miley Cyrus reached out to him? She put something on her Instagram page kind of saying, hey, you know, check your DMs, that sort of stuff. So at the end of the day, you know, we discussed this last week, but, you know, wrong is wrong, right? That whole call to action thing that he did, it was wrong. It was hate speech, and that's what we decided on last week. And then, you know, as far as, you know, to keep it going, it's stupid at this point. Why? Like, what are you trying to prove, that people can't cancel you? Well, you know, the longer he holds out, and I think we're all saying the same thing, the more things are going to disappear. And, you know, if you're a business, you know, if they take away your avenues where you can make money, you know, your business is going to start to fail. And I'm not going to say I want him to fail. I'm just saying if he plays this game, it might not go well. And I think we said, yeah, we said, right. You got people speaking out, like, you know, Chris Brown was saying is wrong. And, you know, and I'm not trying to, I like Chris Brown, but if Chris Brown tell you was wrong, it might be wrong. You know what I mean?
Just talking about that, like, I'll tell you who got fucking sidelined. Dip motherfucking Set.
Here we go. Here we go.
Hey, this
go
wasn't ahead. On the list.
How can we not? How can we not talk about this, though? Come on.
Now let Feeve go first. I want to hear what Feeve got to say. Go ahead, Feeve. Speak on it.
Fucking Harlem eats another L. Eat that fat, juicy L, Harlem. I fuck with Cam and Cam alone. He kind of tried, but those motherfuckers wasn't ready. See, the pretty boys in fucking Harlem, that's how they are. They think, oh, I look good. You know, I'm fresh to death. I got swag and all of that. That just going to get you by. No, you got to be prepared. The Locks came in that motherfucker prepared. Jadakiss took about 50 drops of fucking Adderall or whatever the fuck. He was, like, on a different level. I'm obviously, you know, embellishing things here. But Jadakiss was, like, you want to look at if you need, like, a blueprint on how an MC is supposed to control the crowd and can, like, have stage presence, look at what Jadakiss did on Versus against the Lox versus Dipset. I'm gonna just say that, like, he came ready, and like that's like classic New York rap right there. There was like one scene where, like, I think him and Jewels was having an encounter, and Jada like took his bandana and like threw it on the ground or some shit. I'm like, yo, like the theatrics was like out of this world. And like motherfuckers is thinking like people was gonna start like a fight was gonna start and all this stuff. I'm like, nah, that's just how it go. There was one scene where I think Styles P was like, I think Cameron like kicked Styles P, and Styles P caught his foot and was like pulling at his leg or whatever. And then Freaky Zeke dumbass came in and tried to like, you know, break it up. And then like Sheik Loop's big ass came like, yo, chill. I was like, oh shit, that looked like it was gonna be something. But it was no, man. Like overall, like it was a win for hip hop, and then definitely a win for, you know, classic NYC hip hop. You know what I mean? Like some of like probably our most prominent, you know, from I want to say late 90s to 2000s, you know, hip hop groups or whatever. You know, in the Lox and Dipset. You know what I'm saying? So they did their thing. They came prepared. You can argue, you can make the argument to say that Dipset had the better songs, but performance and stage presence is key, and they weren't prepared.
I mean, yeah, to me, it was the most entertaining verses that I've watched so far. Like two really big hip hop groups. I listened to both of them growing up, but like before the verses, like I said, I'm definitely a bigger Lox fan. So to me, to watch that, it was like, it was dope to see like their front man Jada step up and just hit him with hit after hit after hit, just like bury him at the end. And it was like, yeah, like they don't got all those pretty boy songs, all these flashy songs, but like the people who listened to the Lox back then were like, seemed like they were in a crowd. And like people know their words, and I just think it was good overall, like hip hop, especially New York hip hop. And yeah, I enjoyed it, but the Lox definitely took that one though.
Mm-hmm. Chili.
All right, man. So we had a conversation leading up to Versus, and I still stand by it. I am a Dipset fan. I am also a Lox fan because where me and Bass grew up, you know, Lox was heavy, Lox, D-Block, all of that. And I'm definitely a big Jadakiss fan. I won't lie about that. Like, you know, I know his music. But as far as the Lox, I wasn't sure they were going to be able to run with Dipset because, like I said, I'm a bigger Dipset fan. I got the albums. Cam definitely is one of my favorite rappers ever out there. But, you know, as a fan, I can give honest criticism to, you know, the performance. You know, proper preparation prevents poor performance. And the Lox were prepared. I know they looked like they were rehearsing. They knew their verses. And, you know, they were ready to go. If you were following any of that on social media, it was a lot of back and forth between Jim Jones and Styles P. They were kind of amping it. So, like you said, the New York energy was there. It kind of felt like someone was going to fight. But, you know, it was all showmanship at the end of the day, which was pretty cool. And it was a big win for New York. But the Dips, man, I feel bad because their catalog, you know, they had good songs, and some songs they didn't even perform. Like, and their DJ, I think that was part of the problem too. Their set list didn't make any sense. Like, the Lox was firing hit after hit after hit. Yeah. And the Dipset, they came with one song, and it was like they didn't even perform the song to the best of their ability. Yeah. Like, Cam had a standout performance, but you know, you can't win the game with one person.
Yeah.
Sheik was doing his thing, Styles was doing his thing, and then Jada was controlling the whole show. He had everybody like in Madison Square Garden where they're performing, like under his control. So, you know, at the end of the day, how can you fight that?
So Low Lives, my pillow magnate, Mike Lindell's so he has an election conspiracy theory. What's his election conspiracy theory? Why does it make him a lowlife?
Cash did this again. All right, hold on. I mean, Michael.
Let's figure it out. Let's see.
He's a perennial lowlife, so.
It's a presidential election. Christina Jensen says she's been stopped. Lindell, the MyPillow and close ally of former president, has emerged as one of the most vocal boosters still pushing false claims about the 20. Oh, they're still saying that it's bullshit. Let it go, man. Let it go. In a series of so-called documentaries, Lindell has advanced an increasingly outlandish theory that foreign hackers broke into the computer systems of election offices like Clark County to switch votes in what he has described as the biggest cybercrime in world history. Amazing. Okay. I can see why he's a lowlife. Like, it's over, man. You lost. Walk that shit off. You know, come back in 2024. Or don't. You know? We prefer you not to.
Or don't.
Yeah.
He's claiming that he's going to release 37 terabytes of data showing the election hacking at a cyber symposium next month. This month. Sorry.
And he's a MyPillow CEO, so he makes pillows.
Yeah, you know, the MyPillow guy. In the commercial, he has the chain with the cross.
No, I'm glad I didn't see him. He'd take his ass to sleep with them fucking pillows.
Yeah, he's losing a lot of money. I think like Kohl's and a lot of big box stores stopped carrying his pillows.
Yeah. Now, but Casper like a subsidiary of MyPillow? Okay, they're separate. Okay, cool. I got a Casper pillow. All right. I was worried I had to throw that out. I don't think we have a quote of the week this week, guys. I couldn't think of anything off the top of my head. There are no fruits around that I can liken it to a la base. So I don't have much else unless there's something else that you guys wanted to touch on.
Failures equal lessons.
That's a good one. That is a good one. Who's that from?
That is from our boy Kwame Brown.
Ah!
On a hoodie.
Nice.
Okay.
All right, Kwame.
Failures equal lessons. That's true, man. You know, the more you fuck up or you deal with shit, it's teaching you something that you need to pick up on. Like, me and Colion, like we say that all the time. It's like if you go through the same thing again and again and again, it means you haven't learned your lesson on what you were supposed to learn to get past it or whatever. So, you know, I like that one. Shout out to Kwame.
Or here's another one. I curse, bitch, but I help kids.
That's definitely Kwame.
Well, damn. Yeah.
And I'm posting it right now in here. The some of the I curse bitch was on like a what's that called? Scrabble cubes.
Nah, good show, man. Closes out the way you do it all the time.
That's right, man. You know, yet another episode. I hope you guys appreciated our banter and, you know, some deep dives here and there and all that shit. But you know, take care. And until next time, this has been the High Life Show. We are the High and Low Lives. Be great, be powerful, be blessed. Peace.
Peace.